Is there starting to be a weather concern for our grain? Find out on this Farm News Update. I'm Danielle Drotzman.
I know, it's kind of funny. You know, we've talked for a long time about the tight supply and demand situation in the corn market, and it really didn't matter as the funds drove this market down about a dollar. And now all of a sudden, as the market rallies 20 cents off of Sunday night's low, you know, bullish talk starts to spark up about, like, you know, there's not a lot of old crop, but whatever. That's beside the point. That's just kind of the way these markets.
That's Dwayne Bussey with Bolt Marketing, and he says, yeah, there is a little bit of a weather concern developing.
And you're right, there is a little bit of weather concern out there. Next week is supposed to be very hot, and that forecast has been in there for a couple days. Well, now, yesterday, they just mixed in hot and some dryness, mostly for the eastern corn belt, but we're talking some extreme temps, like triple-digit type stuff. And there's already some pictures and talk about pollination issues in some of these areas. When you look, we've been very hot at night, and I am a believer of the hot temps at night could definitely lead to some pollination issues. So, yeah, we're maybe building just a little bit of a weather premium.
And as for our weekly exports on the week, not so great. Corn at a marketing year low of 97,000 metric tons. Beans at net sales of 271,000 metric tons.
Yeah, as far as the export side of things, yeah, not a good number. Kind of surprised me, kind of out of the blue, because, of course, a week ago we're at contract lows, right? So you kind of felt like you'd keep exporting. Soybean meal was good exports, and soybean oil really led really all of the complexes today, making new contract highs there as, you know, we continue this push for biofuels moving forward.
On the weekly exports, soybean meal had 356,000 metric tons, which was up 72% from the previous week, and soybean oil about 8,000 metric tons, up 97% from the previous week. Again, hearing from Dwayne Bussey with Bolt Marketing. And for your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.